Welcome to my library.
This is Web Genie with an installment from my reading diary. For those of you who've been listening to Cover for a while, it should come as no surprise that I read many more books than I actually review. But even if I don't review a book, it doesn't mean that I didn't like it. It probably meant that I just ran out of time. So, what have I been reading lately? First up, Diana Rowland's My Life is a White Trash Zombie by Daw. This book has a very clever premise. Our heroine, Angel Crawford, wakes up in a hospital emergency room after what she thought was a fatal car accident. Instead, she finds she's unharmed and has a mystery benefactor. But is she really unchanged by that accident? Angel has to discover the truth about her condition, and it's not really a spoiler to say she's a zombie since it's in the title. She also wants to find out who made her into a zombie and who her mystery benefactor is. Along the way, she discovers that her white trash past doesn't have to define her future. It was a fun read, and I just have to reassure readers that the love scene at the end is not explicit. This was a real relief to me, since I'm not sure that I can handle explicit zombie sex. Next, I received a publicity copy of Ben Aronovich's Midnight Riot, out from Ballantine Books. This book was mentioned on the Year in Fantasy book panel at World Fantasy as being one to look out for. It was also published under the name The Rivers of London. This book has one of the best cover blurb quotes I have ever read. The quote has caused every person who's seen it to pick up the book and look at it. Way to go, Diana Galbadon! Her quote, "What would happen if Harry Potter grew up and joined the fuzz?" I really enjoyed this book, and I hope to write a review for it soon. Peter Grant is a rookie cop dreading his assignment to the Case Progression Unit, the place where police paperwork goes to die. Instead, he discovers that he can talk to ghosts and becomes an apprentice to the last wizard working for the Metropolitan Police Force. Fast-paced, sarcastic, lots of twists. I kept thinking how this would be great on TV. I also received a copy of C.E. Murphy's Wayfinder from Del Rey, and this was kind of a disappointment. I really enjoyed C.E. Murphy's Urban Shaman series, but Wayfinder is just not doing it for me. I'm finding it a bit of a slog. I think this is because it's the sequel to a book I haven't read yet, Truth Seeker. Our heroine, Lara, is a truth seeker, which means she can tell when she hears a lie. It also apparently means she can do much more. In Wayfinder, Lara is looking for her fairy prince lover, Daffod, who's apparently the victim of fae politics. As I said, this book is suffering because I haven't read the first book in the series, where all the characters were set up. C.E. Murphy's a pretty reliable writer, so I think to give Wayfinder a fair shake, I'm going to set it aside until I can find a copy of Truth Seeker to read. And look what just came in through the mail. The Doctor and the Kid, a Weird West tale by Mike Resnick, published by Pyre Books. This looks like a steampunk and magic retelling of the life of Doc Holliday. It has a terrific cover. Finally, Pyre was kind enough to send me Jasper Kent's The Third Section. This is the third novel in Jasper Kent's Danilov Quintet. You may have heard me review the previous novels, 12 and 13 Years Later. I did have some problems with 13 Years Later, but in all likelihood, I'm going to be sitting down to read the third section just to find out what happens next. Just to recap, the books that I mentioned today were Diana Rowland's My Life is a White Trash Zombie by Daw, Ben Aronovich's Midnight Riot, out from Ballantine Books. This was also published under the title The Rivers of London. C.E. Murphy's Wayfinder from Del Rey. If you're interested, pick up Truth Seeker, also from Del Rey. It was published in August 2010. Mike Resnick's The Doctor and the Kid, a Weird West tale, published by Pyre Books. And Jasper Kent's The Third Section, 12 and 13 Years Later. All three books are published by Pyre. This has been Web Genie, letting you know what's on my reading list.